Anthony Fauci admits to WaPo his $10.4 million financial portfolio was hidden. By Wendell Hasebo on January 29, 2022. Dr. Anthony Fauci admitted in a Friday Washington Post report that his $10.4 million financial portfolio was hidden from being easily obtained by American citizens. After watchdogs failed for months to obtain his financial disclosures, Fauci's 2020 portfolio was obtained and published by Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, on January 14. Fauci's disclosures were obtained by Marshall after Fauci called the senator a moron on a hot mic at a Senate hearing. "Maybe the senator has a point," Fauci said about the hidden disclosures. "Maybe my financial investments, though disclosed and available, should be much easier to see." As the highest-paid federal employee of the federal government, Fauci must publicly disclose financial statements. Senator Marshall did just that after requesting the disclosures from President Joe Biden's top medical advisor in a letter on January 14. In response, Fauci produced unpublished financial records. Among other investments, the published report indicated Fauci is invested in Chinese companies. Breitbart News reported. According to Fauci's 2020 financials first released by Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, and reported by the New York Post, President Biden's top medical advisor held investments in companies in China through a fund named Matthews Pacific Tiger Fund. The Matthews Pacific Tiger Fund's fact sheet, published in September 2021, revealed the fund has invested 42.7% of its investors' money into companies in China and Hong Kong. Among the companies listed is the enterprise named Wuxi Biologics Cayman. Headquartered in China, the Wuxi Biologics Cayman is in the pharmaceutical business. Senator Marshall's release of Fauci's documents follows an initiative to allow the public access to financial disclosures on the Office of Government Ethics's OGE website for Biden administration officials such as Fauci. The name of the legislation is the Financial Accountability for Uniquely Compensated Individuals, Fauci Act. Dr. Fauci was completely dishonest about his financial disclosures being open to the public, Marshall's statement read. Dr. Fauci must be held accountable to all Americans who have been suing and requesting for this information but don't have the power of a Senate office to ask for it. Fauci is the highest-paid employee of the federal government, reportedly raking in more than $400,000 in 2020 and upon retirement, will receive a $350,000 annual pension. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hasebo.